So a question, summer being summer as it is, who here has seen the Barbie movie? That's a good number of us. Actually waited more on this side than that side. Okay, now we know where folks are sitting, right? I'm not gonna spoil it, I promise. But I found it actually really interesting and full of great ideas and social commentary. You can talk to me later if you want about it. We'll go in a corner out of earshot of anybody else who may or may not have. But I want to point to one scene in particular, and it's in the trailer, by the way, so there are no spoilers, right? Barbie faces a dilemma, which involves her needing to go from Barbie land into the real world. And she has a choice then between her regular doll-like life or the truth about the universe and the real world. She goes to see Kate McKinnon, who plays a weird Barbie, and Kate holds up to her two shoes, right? A pink high heel sparkly jewel shoe representing Barbie doll life, or the truth about the universe from a plain flat brown Birkenstock. And she says, Kate McKinnon says, choose. So Barbie chooses the high heel, right? And Kate McKinnon says, no, you did it wrong. You have to want to know what's out there in the real world. Do it again. And Barbie then does it again, or they do it again, until Barbie actually chooses the right shoe to advance the plot of the film. It's a choice, but it's not really a choice. Right? Now, coincidentally or not, our Torah portion this week has a similar scene. Well, without the Barbies or Kate McKinnon or shoes. But the Israelites are on the banks of the Jordan River. They're about to cross over, but Moses is talking to them. Actually, it's the whole book of Deuteronomy Moses is talking to them. And Moses is telling them what God says. And God says, tell to the Israelites, see, this day I set before you blessing and curse. Blessing if you obey the commandments, and curses if you don't obey the commandments and you turn away and follow other gods. It's a choice, but not really a choice. Are you going to pick curses from God when instead you could pick blessings from God? So sometimes what I think we realize in life is that there's a choice, but it's pretty clear what you're supposed to pick. My older cousin has raised three kids with a very deliberate parenting style. All of them are launched into real life. The youngest is a sophomore at American University nearby, in fact. But I remember when they were little kids, whatever the circumstances were, she would say to them, this, whatever this was, is what's going to happen, and you can choose the easy way or the hard way. You're going to take a bath, or you're going to put on your shoes, or you're going to stop futzing with your sister, or whatever it was. And the hard way involved maybe a timeout or a suspension of privileges or not getting something that they really wanted, and then still having to do whatever it was that they were intended to do. The easy way involved just doing it. So there was a choice, but not really. It was pretty clear what you were supposed to pick. Sometimes choices are like that. Now, sometimes choices actually are a lot simpler than that, and they feel pretty surface. They're not really so important, right? How do you choose what to have for dinner? Or is that often a topic of conversation? Maybe there's a more important conversation in your household, right? Right? But you have to pick something off the menu or what you make at home. How do you choose which movie to watch? And are you watching streaming? And which streaming service? Are you going to the theater, right? Airline travel. At the end of a plane flight, what does the pilot get on the thing, on the loudspeaker to say? We know you have a choice in airlines. Thank you for choosing Southwest. Hope to see you again soon. Right? Sometimes our choices are more like that. Sometimes our choices have more gravitas, they're more serious, and they aren't as clear-cut or obvious what it is that we should pick. Ruth Chang is a professor of philosophy at Rutgers University. She has an amazing TED Talk online, which I encourage you all to see. Professor Ruth Chang, from Rutgers University. And what she teaches is that the choices that are clear and obvious really aren't that hard. It's the other choices that are difficult, right? Do I want to be an artist or an investment banker? Do I want to move clear across the country for a new job? Do I want to stay where I am? Do I propose or do I wait to get married a little bit longer? These are hard choices that when we are confronted with them can seem like agonizing decisions because we feel like there should be a clear choice. If only we knew a little better, more of what we wanted, or we knew how things would work out. Professor Chang imagines that, what if you could get a DVD? Those are round things that played video kids. What if you could get a DVD that showed what the next year of your life would be if you picked choice A, and a DVD if you picked choice B, and you could sit and watch them and then make a choice? That would make those difficult choices so much easier to do. But Professor Chang points out, most of the time, there isn't a single better choice. The choices are hard because option one is better in some way, and option two is better in other ways. Neither one of them are better overall. And it's because they're about values, competing values, and we have to choose what we value more. Do we want the personal fulfillment of being an artist, or do we want to be able to make enough money to afford the lifestyle that we want? Do we want to move across the country for a dream job? Or do we want the value of staying close to our family and friends? Right? Do we want to move forward in our relationship versus staying comfortably in the status quo? Right? Values that compete with one another, right, that we have to choose between. We see this also sometimes just as a small aside in the world of politics, don't we, right? Immigration policy. Fairness of people waiting their turn versus wanting to be opening and welcoming in a safe haven. Or in Israel, the debate between Israel's safety and security and its equality and fairness, right? Or picking whichever political candidate best represents your values. And I'm just going to leave that there for now. Right? Professor Chang actually points us towards a possible way of dealing with choices. She teaches, rather than see them as competition, picking X or Y option, picking X or Y value. She proposes that we see making the choice as an opportunity to define who we are. Are we an artist or are we an investment banker? Are we someone who works here or someone who works there? Are we someone who is married or is not? Are we someone who supports this policy or that candidate? She says, when we create reasons for ourselves to become this kind of person rather than that kind of person, then we can wholeheartedly become who we are. Choices, she teaches, are opportunities for us to clarify who we are, what we believe, what we stand for, and which values we choose to embody. They can help us clarify which option to choose, that we are someone who does X or Y or Z, and therefore we choose accordingly. Well, having started with Barbie, there's a final lesson about choice I want to share with you tonight about another pop culture icon. Indiana Jones is a famous movie archaeologist and adventurer. How many of you have seen the Indiana Jones movies? Excellent. Favorite one? The first one is the correct answer. The third one is a pretty close second there. That's all just fine. And it's actually in the third movie, Indiana Jones battles against the bad guys to find the Holy Grail, which is an important icon in Christianity, right? He finally makes it to the chamber where the knight who has been guarding it for centuries is defending it, and he defeats him. The knight says, drink from the right cup, the correct cup, the Holy Grail, and you'll get eternal life. Drink from the wrong cup, and you'll die. So the bad guy goes first and he picks a cup and he drinks and he dies this horrible cartoonish-y, sensationalized death. And the knight says, he chose poorly. And then Indiana Jones, our hero, picks up the cup and he drinks and he lives. And the knight says, you chose wisely. So, my friends, whether you are Barbie picking between Barbie Land and the real world, between the easy way and the hard way, whether you're choosing what to eat or where to go or which candidate to vote for, which values you'll embody or what type of person you want to be, on this Shabbat, when we hear all about the choice that God gave to the Israelites, we pray that in all of our choices, that we may choose wisely. May this be God's will. And together we all say, Amen.